What I'd like to do at this time is, while we're on this subject, is there anyone else in the who's with us this evening like to make a up to a 2-minute comment or input to tonight? Now remember, you're coming as a reporter,
not as a reporter.
No, and I will keep that in mind.
All right, thank you.
Is this on now or not? Okay. Ellen Curry, my address is 53444 Brookie Way, La Pine, and I do attend these meetings as a reporter for the Newberry Eagle. And my comment is really more of a kind of a suggestion of some things that the council might want to consider that came about in my mind when during the discussion, and that was when Greg brought up about the small towns being destroyed by growers and medical marijuana, and he mentioned Humboldt County. Humboldt County was a known entity back when I was in high school, and I'm almost 65. Humboldt Gold was the thing that you wanted to look for if you were the kind of a young person that was looking for marijuana, and there were a lot of jokes about it then. And my stepsons, I have three stepsons, all graduated from Eureka High School. That's right in that area. So they grew up in that area and around Arcata. And I'll tell you, a lot of the problems of the small towns, if you're talking that part of Northern California, were during an era when it was illegal to grow marijuana, and there was no medical marijuana dispensaries. So my suggestion is because I think it's a legitimate concern for the council of what the impact is going to be on this city, but try to find places that have dealt with the issue as it is today. It's a legal entity, it is a recognized business, and there are some restraints both for growing it and processing it. And I think that while it's an important issue, we need to not base our opinions on things that happened during a time when it was absolutely illegal everywhere in the United States.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else?
May I add something to that just briefly? As far as California goes, they don't have...
Let me do something for the record. Would you please just come real quick and give your name and...
Yeah. My name is Carson Templer. Thanks again. There was just a question that hasn't been answered, and I think there's been... spoken about a little bit, but so California is, just to start off with this issue, doesn't have a regulatory system with dispensaries, and so part of the problem, and while I understand Councilman Greg, I can't remember,
Jones,
his concern with that, and the Oregon has addressed that. California doesn't have a regulatory system for dispensaries. Oregon has a regulatory system. There can only be one dispensary every 1,000 feet. And so essentially, the if there were two dispensaries in La Pine, I think that would, as far as I can tell, that would probably be it for the town. I don't think there's any room for any other ones. So there can only be 1,000 feet within around a dispensary, and it has to be 1,000 feet from any school as well. And so I just wanted to clarify that there can't be one on every corner. I mean, they have to be 1,000 feet away from each other, 1,000 feet away from a school. And California does not have any guidelines when it comes to that, and that's been part of the problem there.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. With that, we will move on with the agenda.
Well, do you have any direction for staff?
Council?
This is your time to discuss after you've heard from the people.
I have a question for Rick. I heard a lot
discussion about the benefits for our town. Is there any monetary benefit to the town? Do we get special tax dollars for supporting something like this, or is it just the actual business owners who are going to benefit?
It's not. There's no tax other than a business license. And filling, I mean.
Okay.
Yeah, filling the space that's vacant, that would be.
Okay. Kathy?
Do you want me to give my bottom line what I'm thinking?
Yeah. It's up to you guys. This is your discussion.
This has been a tough one in several ways, personal one. And other things. I guess my bottom line for this, just to let you know where I stand, is that I look at Lapine and what we've been going through for a while. I look at some of the problems we face with our young people. And I'm not sure, like I said, I'm not sure how this will run into more availability for youngsters and that type of thing. But I guess if I look at that and I deal with my own conscience, then for the health, safety, and welfare of particularly our young people, I would have to look at a moratorium on this. And that's basically where I stand. I don't think I could walk out of here and feel good about it if I didn't speak that. And so I just needed to let you know. I've been listening.
You're going to listen when we have our hearing.
I will continue to listen. But right now, that's just my bottom line.
So you're comfortable with the draft, the moratorium ban to move forward through the formal process?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy.
It's your turn.
Karen.
I feel the same way that Kathy does. I don't have enough information to feel comfortable enough to vote on this tonight. I have had several discussions with our senior population because I spend a lot of time there. They are very, very against this. They are encouraging me not to vote for it. But as you know, I'm sort of stubborn and I do my own thing. But I don't have enough information to do anything with this at this time. So I'm going to have to pass.
Are you comfortable, like Kathy said she was, with the ordinance draft as it is? Or do you want to finish that idea in your head by when we hear again at the next?
I've read the draft, and I'm comfortable with the draft. I'm just not comfortable with the fact of doing it. So.
Okay.
That's where I'm at.
We're not voting anyway.
I'm willing to have more discussion. I'm willing to let you try to convince me. Right now, my answer is no.
Now, I want to clarify, because when you said you agreed with her. Okay, the ordinance, what we would do is, if you want to, I mean, get it down pretty basic. When we have our hearing, the issue will be, basically, do you want to have a moratorium? If you do, you vote yes. If you don't want a moratorium, you would be voting no. And you just said that right now you're kind of I'm not for it. Okay, look, I just want to clarify that. So we have we're not voting now, but that's why we wouldn't need to hear from Stu and the Marigolds in a tie. But remember, it only takes one person, and it will be defeated, and that's where we're having this discussion. If you think you're going to need to flush things a little different, then that's something to be thinking about.
Okay.
So,
Stu?
Yeah, right.
Greg, would you like to chime in with your feelings at this point in time?
I'm in full support of the moratorium.
Okay. Stu?
Well, I don't have to think of the kids. Well, I do think of the kids. I think of the seniors. I think of the people that want to do a business. I'm trying to think of all of it. And I'm also thinking of what I went through personally. You know, I think all of us have gone through our own. And we, except for one person, you know, are up there in age. You know, we have our own little...
Are you looking at her?
No, look at it. We all have our, pain issues, and some of them, there is no answer. And you're having been prescribed medical marijuana. I don't know if that would help with my issues. Honestly, I don't think I want to find out. But I can see a legitimate reason for it. But on the other hand, we do have a facility in Bend where people can, we have transportation to go to Bend. We're working with the bus system. That's, the city contributes how much?
We don't.
Oh, we don't. Okay.
CAG does.
Okay, CAG does. You know, so there's options for transportation. And I don't have enough information. I don't understand the whole process of how this whole system works. So I would like to think of it as this, I call it time out or a year to get the research, get the facts, because for one, not knowing what's happening to the residue for me is a concern, because I've got people that wind up with that stuff all over them, and as an employer, I'm concerned about that. So I've got to know how to protect my people from the byproducts of this stuff. That's just one concern. The other is, I haven't heard anything about business plans for these businesses to start. And I know there's all kinds of legislature and everything. It's new, and there's still a lot of questions, and I think the best thing for myself is to get educated on it. Like everyone said, it's been thrown at us like a bullet. So I can see it both ways. So I would like to see another path, if that's possible.
Another.
An alternative. I mean, I don't see that.
Well, what would you want in an alternative? I guess that this is a moratorium for the year. What would you want in a draft, or what things would you change?
Well, what can we change? That's it. That's another.
Well,
thing.
Like I told you, some cities have just banned it for 30, 60, 90 days. Some have done it for a year. So it would appear to me you have the ability to. And as the one gentleman, although I have not checked that out, but usually and I'm thinking out loud, it could be you could say you can only be open for days. You can open from 11, like liquor stores had to close at 7, can't open before, you can't buy liquor before 6 a.m. You know, you could have some things that say your hours of operation are certain hours. So in other words, maybe you're providing some options for locals. Ashland, and actually the city manager called me while I was sitting here, from Ashland. Ashland has adopted kind of a hybrid where they're going to limit some number of them, and they're also going to put some what they call some local controls that allow them to still have the option for some folks, and I don't know anything about it. But that city manager I know well, so I can tomorrow, he can send me, what did they approve? I don't know.
Right.
So again, you've got several things. This is the moratorium is one. They gave you the options to figure out what you want is in your community. So you do have some ability, I guess, to regulate it however you want.
So is it something we could limit how many depositories we want on the line?
I don't know that, but that could be possible.
Okay.
We could say up to two, we limit the number of billboards and things. I mean, I don't know that. That's a good question to ask. Is can we limit the numbers?
Because our population is only 1,500 people.
Right. Yeah, you'll be serving the South County area, but yeah.
Right, but the city.
The city is, yes.
And this dispensary would be in the city.
Right, but it'll be like the liquor store. There's only
right,
one.
Right, I know.
But no, you're not going to have five or ten of them because financially, right. I think the model wouldn't work in that, unless you've got a lot of people with a lot of gardens.
And that's it, and we don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I guess.
What's your concern with the draft ordinance?
Is the length.
The year.
A year. Is a year enough time to get us all the information we need? I'm throwing it out there. Can we all be educated?
You don't have anything to regulate in here because the law goes away.
Okay.
So, just to clarify, after this year, do we not get to vote? Will it just happen one way or the other?
That's what's weird about this, is that, they're not banned. They're just saying for a year, you can do a moratorium to maybe decide. I think ultimately, it's not forever. They would have made it forever. So it's, now the only thing is the legislature, when they meet in January, February, March, could do something. I wonder, again, this is all politics. It's an election year. They figure marijuana is going to be on the ballot. If marijuana gets approved by the voters, which the polls show it almost will, again, the polls are, so if it gets approved, Washington approved it, then it becomes a moot point because there's no medical marijuana to a degree. I guess, I don't know how that works. Anybody can buy it. And then, our city manager that just left here, his town, North Bonneville, that he moved to, is opening the medical. The city, not medical. They're opening the marijuana dispensary for the public, just like a liquor store. It's actually going to be city run. So that tells you the dichotomy. You go 100 miles, 250 miles this way, the city's running the pot store. And so it's all over the board.
Well, for me, it's clear. This ordinance is for a year for us to deal with it, and maybe an answer to Stu's comments, is that enough time or is this the instrument? For me, I see it as an instrument, and it's very plain. It's one or two things. You either disapprove it or you approve it and you get a moratorium of 1 year. That's it. For me, I actually appreciate our speakers tonight to come here and give us the kind of information. It was very clear and very well brought to us. I mentioned to the city manager it took the fuzz off the peach for me because I got comfortable listening and forming an idea around this whole subject. However, I'm concerned about the darker side of it. And I don't. You can you can wash over it or whatever you want to do. But the darker side of it is that there's going to be less attention paid to it, because now it's, you've got dispensaries and it's okay for, and it's only serving those people that need it for medical purposes. But the transition between the growers and the ability for that stuff to wander off for a little extra cash and that to me is the darker side. And because of that, and just the city and our schools and the kids, that outweighs the pluses to me. So I'm comfortable with the ordinance as it is, with the year. I think in that year that lots of things will come out, because it has been rushed. I mean, we've rushed all of a sudden from the legislature putting this moratorium out, and it really didn't get announced or put out there that, hey, 1531 is out there for you, you need to do something. It just, this just sort of just came out. So we've had very little time to bring ourselves around to what this means. So that's
not unusual for Salem.
Kim, can I say a little bit more,
Yes, you can.
Because of Bent having approved, I think it makes it easier for me, too, because it's not going to keep them who need it from getting it currently. And that was part of my decision, too, that it's not that they won't be able to get it, but also that the year gives us that opportunity to look at it, and who knows what they're going to do in the end. And I think then if you have a fresh look, a fresh opportunity to really look at everything again and see what comes out. To me right now it's like playing bingo and they're rolling this ball, and whatever comes out at that moment is kind of what you head toward at that point, and I just I'm just not comfortable. So again, I approve the moratorium.
Oh, we're not voting
for the year. No, I know, but I'm still going as it's written.
Comment? Do you have any further comments?
As I've just been sitting here listening, I've heard Councilor Jones and both the mayor talk about the dark sides, and I kind of feel the same way about any other controlled substance. I mean, like, alcohol isn't available to minors. It's illegal for minors, but they still find a way to get it. But we don't limit, okay, we do limit the sale of alcohol, but we have a liquor store. And so, I don't know how bad marijuana is compared to alcohol, but if we're gonna make one thing saying it's bad for the youth, it seems that we have to do it around the board if we're watching out for the youth. And I mean, I'm all for, you know, keeping the youth out of it, because I don't think anything good comes out of it at that young age without any pain. But I just, hearing the dark side makes me think of alcohol every time and how easy it is for students to get their hands on it. So just, you know, just another thought out there.
All right. Thank you. So, what I would say is,
we want to move forward with the ordinance as written, and I'm telling Barney Larkin that because he's waiting. I have to email him as it comes out of your mouth. He's staying up late, you know. But so anyway, it sounds like we'll just move forward with this as written. Okay. I mean, I haven't heard. There's some. You know, so I guess you want to hear more, and you know.
Well, the year will give us more.
The year would give
well,
us.
Well, no, we want to hear more at a hearing, right? In
yeah.
2 weeks.
And I think Karen may be confused. I'm not sure.
Right. I don't know.
She's
okay. Comfortable with that then? Moving forward with it until.
Just think that it needs to say more. And if we vote on this, are we stuck with it? I mean, when we do actually come back to it, and we voted upon this,
okay,
saying that we're not going to do anything with it right now, okay? Mm-hmm. We're going to wait for the year. Can we add to this later on saying we only want one shop in town? That we don't want it near this or that or...
I don't know if you can admit, but if you vote for it, there's a moratorium, so they're banned. Now, can you come back in 3 months and open it up after the May 1st deadline? I don't know that.
I think before we vote, shouldn't we know that?
Oh, you will. You're not voting tonight.
You're not voting
this tonight. This is for you guys. Meeting. Yeah. So Jeremy will be here at that meeting. Okay.
Okay.
You know, and I'll be kind of briefing ahead of time as to what things to be studying up on.
Okay.
One thing to remember, when things haven't been litigated, there's more questions always. Because there's some question whether the moratorium is legal. It has not been litigated. And so there will be what Jeremy told me. He figured that in one of the bigger cities that bans it, a group of folks will probably challenge it in court. I mean, that's just the nature of things that are new. So there is no track record, there's no history, there's nothing to fall back on. So it's kind of people taking their best guess. That's the nature of this.
Okay.
So we'll move forward and then we'll have Jeremy prepared. And we'll have that on Wednesday the 23rd at 6 p.m. That'll be the only item on our agenda. So be prepared for that, you know, that night. And okay, you'll probably have some other folks here, no doubt.
Okay. That's on the 26th?
Is it the 23rd or 26th?
23rd.
23rd.
23rd. That's our regular work session?
Yeah, we'll just do that night. Because we have two meetings the following week on budgets. We can't be down here three nights a week.
Okay. We can, but...
Well, you can.
Yeah, you're by yourself.
Okay, let's move to item 10, which is the land transfer agreement.
Fortunately for you, that's been pulled because the library board met today and they had a couple questions that are just smidging it, so we'll bring it back next month.
Okay.
Sorry to disappoint you.
I'm not. Item 11 is our other matters, and at this time, I think what I would like to do is bring the issue of the Public Works Committee has voted on and approved Wayne Barth for a chair on the Public Works Committee, and has forwarded to the City Council for their consideration. Any questions?
What's his name?
Wayne Barth.
Can we appoint the chair?
We're just going to approve her. If there's no questions, I'll entertain a motion to approve the Public Works Committee's recommendation of Wayne Barth to the Public Works Committee.
I so moved.
Moved. Seconded. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? It's been approved unanimously. And then we'll move to, we'll go to the Hub Table sponsorship program. And have you had a chance to look at it? It's on the other one.
The table.
Yeah. The tables. It should look like this.
Yeah.
Has a
one
picture.
One up on the screen.
Sure. So it's on the screen up here. The idea of this, as I mentioned, I was approached by I think it was some kids from the Hub, which is, I also passed out a little flyer about the Hub. I think we lost Greg.
Invalid entry. Please try again.
Let the record reflect that Councilor Jones has left the session. So this is what the hub looks like, guys. Okay. Got a lot of information about it. And they requested, would the council consider sponsoring a picnic table with the council, which would represent the city. And the table sponsor, as you can see on the form, is $250 for each table. And these are the kids that attend the hub who will do the painting of the, you know, sand, clean up, and paint the table to represent the city.
The kids do the actual.
Yes, there. And the hub's an after-school program, if you're not totally familiar with that, at the Park and Rec District. Okay? So, any discussion?
Would this be every year?
No. Oh, this is just right now a one-time thing that I...
So we get a table for $250. What happens to it next year?
If they are smart as I know they are, they will probably come back next year and say, you know what,
your table needs
to be refurbished, and we'll take another $250 if you'll be so generous.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
I love
it.
All right. If there's no more other questions, is there a motion to approve a table sponsorship of $250 to the hub?
Question.
And you want to go to discussion about it?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Discussion. What line item is that going to come out of? Or $250 to do this?
Well, I'm talking to Bernie, so I wasn't listening.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Community sponsorship.
But we have three choices. Tell me, what is
it? It says picnic table for $250.
A picnic table? Mm-hmm. Well, that's not TRT. Where's it going?
It's the hub over
at the park.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You could do that in...
we have community?
Yeah, that right the best. That's a non-TRT one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we actually have budgeted, I think, $10,000. And
okay.
We
so have a lot of it.
We're fine.
Left. You haven't made it.
Well, let me just tell you, because the next one I'm going to take out of that one, too. But also, I'll give you a number so you can remember it. You can write it down, because this is going to be the same for both discussions. Okay, out of the $10,000, the community
that's
fund.
That's this year's money?
Yeah, unrestricted. Yeah, the year we're in. You have spent $750 out of $5,000. So you have $4,250 left. If you do this, you'll have $4,000 left.
Okay.
I want to make a point here, though. You said you were going to take the chambers out to...
That's the next topic.
I know, but out of the same one,
no,
I want
just
to...
Let's wait for the next topic,
okay.
And then we'll...
Okay, I just
take that.
I wanted to...
Yeah, I know what you're saying there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
All right, is there a motion?
Let's all move.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve sponsorship of $250 to the hub to paint a table
Logo.
That represents the city.
Will the logo be our new one that's being worked on?
Solid.
Yeah.
Sound like a good thing.
Okay. Second?
Maybe I was having a sidebar.
Okay. Yeah. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion's approved. So now the next one is the Chamber of Commerce has made a request, and the city manager will tell us about it again, please.
Yeah, the Chamber had sent me an email asking if we could support them. They want to go to the Oregon, the annual tourism conference for like 3 days, and they allow you to set up actual booth. And so there's a company here that was going to do the booth, and if the chamber had bought the space, it's $350, then the chamber's going to go man it, and the company, I think, is going to have some people there, giving the company. It's a tourism conference.
Okay.
And it's I think it wouldn't be bad to set up a thing. Would be the whole little background thing with Lapine and those lakes and rivers and all of that
stuff. I think it's a great idea.
And I know where you're heading. No, we would take this out of the TRT money because you like that. You want that flexible money for flexible projects. So, and in the TRT side, because if we did give $1,000 to the rodeo last month, and so my financial statement's a month old. Right now it says we have $10,000 to spend, but you have $9,000 because we gave $1,000. Yeah, so this is $350, and I think it'd be a good, interesting to see how it goes. They're going to set up their booth. They're going to have flyers, brochures, and it's held in Portland or Salem or somewhere. I don't know where it is. Maybe. It didn't matter to me where it is. It's a tourism conference.
It's in Sun River.
Oh, that's right. It is.
Well, then that's even more recent since it's in our area.
We're spending the money.
So, if you guys would approve it, we'll take it out of TRT funds, and I will leave you $8,650. Yes, $350.
$350?
Yep.
And the chamber will manage.
They're going to take care of it, yeah. They just are asking for a the rental.
Well, if one of us wanted
Sure. Yep, and since it's that close, I think that
crash and burn.
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually think it would be worth the going to just take a look at it, because if you saw the last one they attended, which was about 6 months ago or something like that, they did a knockdown drag-out job of doing this big booth in Portland or wherever that was that represented Lapine and got lots of great comments about it. So
Now that it's in Sun River, you might be able to drop by for a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if someone wanted to register and attend a day or do something, we can probably get your registration. So.
Okay. So any further discussion? Conrad, what do you think?
No other discussion on it.
You're in bed.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got to travel with him.
Is there a motion to approve $350 for the Chamber of Commerce to obtain a booth for the visitors'
tourism?
I approve. Booth?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Okay. We're at public comment at this time. Is there any public comment? Hearing none, I will move right along.
I got one. Actually, I think you guys did a really good job. All the council members, Mayor, Rick, did a really good job with getting feedback and listening to all of us and our comments. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Staff comments. Well, one good piece of news, I told the mayor yesterday, I think, that we, on our USDA loan, and it's going to come out in the audit, so it's public information, but it's a complicated thing, but the bottom line is when the loan's transferred from the USDA, the districts, to the city, we had bond council, and we spent a lot of money, and it went through and the whole sale and all of it, so it's an official bond, and it's a set amount. Well, when Summer, who's doing a great job, Summer was getting ready for audit next week. They'll be here Monday. So she was trying to take the last formal audit and then take the payments that have been made. And there's an interest schedule. And when you subtract the principal and the interest, the USDA gives us a balance. And it showed it was off over about $100,000. So, you know, it has to balance. So she said, well, gosh, I don't know what's wrong, but it's, you know, in our favor. This is what it shows. So I said, I don't know. So she called the USDA and they sent it to Portland and they did a review. And it is off $100,000 and it's in our favor. And because the bond sale and all that was all done and completed, that's how it's staying. What they did is during the payments in between the takeover to the bond sale, which took that year and a half, they put 100% of the payments we made to principal. And as you all know, on a loan, usually, most of it goes to interest. So we got 100% principal payments for a year and a half. And so, and they said, I mean, for them to go redo, I mean, they could unwind this. So they're just writing it to that amount. So there'll be a note in the audit that will explain this difference. Because it's not illegal, it's just nothing, it's just that's what happened.
needs to be explained.
We got $100,000 grant. And I wouldn't figure that 4.5% interest, that comes out to another $50,000 if you amortize it over the 21 years left on the loan. Because if you had the balance, would be higher. And so it actually is about $150,000 savings on a $2 million loan. So that's actually a big deal.
Yes.
But yeah, Summer and they were on shoes yesterday, so proud of that. That was pretty good.
Real hardy.
Yeah. So we're working on the budget now. We'll be meeting here on the 28th. Remember, we're going to be here Tuesday night and Wednesday night. Tuesday night, we're asking the groups to come in that want funding, and I talked to Ann today. She asked if they could come, because of the conference, if they could come the following night. I said, sure, for the chamber. But we're going to try to get the rodeo, Frontier Days, any of the groups that in, so they can make a little 10-minute presentation to the budget committee as to, you know, what they're requesting, what they do for their fund. Now, that night, we won't make a decision. We'll just take it all in. That's on the 29th and 30th. Tuesday and Wednesday.
29th and 30th.
6 o'clock both nights. And then we might be able to wrap it up then. But yeah, I've been working. We're going to have pretty good carryover. So, you know, we'll be able to, I think, work on I'm kind of coming up with, for our public works type projects. So we can move more money into there. Because, you know, we do a good job of watching our funds here. And that's, since you don't have fire and police, it's pretty much what our biggest area is. I'm still working on the planning side. Transit room tax is up. So we may have some extra things there. So it's gonna be a good budget year.
Good.
And the street lights are up on when you go home tonight. Have you been down and looked yet?
Yeah.
Does it look?
Oh, they look great.
Are they down at the high school?
I didn't see them at the high school. I got a note from Tom from Midstate that they're on Fennel.
Okay. So if you go home tonight, you might shoot down that way just to see that we put up about 7 of them on that road and they're up. The sidewalk project out front, I've been kind of going back and forth with those folks, but talked to them tonight, and the engineers. That is going to be bid, and they say they will have this, and I questioned it, so they had their chance to extend it, and they're saying, no, this will be ready for the 4th of July. Increase the street, the tree size. They only had 1.5 inch trees, and that's really... So I went ahead and asked to make that a little bigger, and a couple other little changes in it. But we'll be ready to roll, so expect that to go out to bid. So you'll get this and Huntington, and we will have enough money on their cost estimate that they gave us to do them both, because I wasn't sure if we would have to cut because of the cost of that. But actually, we'll be able to be financially, because it's going to split over into July, we'll be able to fund them both. But the budget committee can, I don't know if they decide that contract's already going to be lit, so we'll have to fund it. Because that horse left the barn. That's it.
Council comments. Daddy?
No, I'm good.
Bill?
I just want to thank any of the counselors that attended the pancake breakfast for the skate group.
That was fun.
It was an awesome success. They raised quite a bit of money. They'll probably be coming back shortly to give an update. Locations have kind of changed, and I think it's all going to work out for the better. So, yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Karen?
Nope. Everything. Just a few things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just to go back to the skate thing, it was a great event. The Dream to Skate Pancake Breakfast.
Right.
Terrific. As a matter of fact, it inspired the CODOS group to want to put on a benefit for Dream to Skate.
Oh.
The CODOS, Central Oregon Dutch Oven Society.
Oh, okay.
So we're working up something there. So more to come. And I had under my comments, lights on within the view. So,
Huntington Meadows and ask the question.
Okay. Do we know when lights
will
be coming in?
Soon as the land
thaws. The issue is the staff can tell you.
Yeah, we were planning on starting them that tomorrow, but today's going to spill over. So Friday or Monday.
They have to dig conduit there, which is a whole different deal than the rest of these power companies comes and does that. So it's a staff time. We're not paying any extra help for that. So. And we have one guy that was on light duty and didn't work for a couple weeks, so they just had the new kid and stuff. So,
can I add one thing, just a little tidbit? I know Karen's been concerned with the 2 miles to Lapine. Was that where it was? Anyway, going into Bend, it says 10 miles to Bend. So I've been clocking that a couple of times because it's been a discussion that we've had. And I'm up to Reed Market Road when I hit the 10, almost there for the 10 miles. So, like Rick was explaining, just because it says 10 miles, it doesn't mean that's the beginning of the city. I was surprised it went so far into that. So the 10 miles actually is Reed Market, so half the city is outside.
Any further comments? Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.
It's sailed to a pine tree.